Numbers, chapter 1. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, Iyar, April-May, in the second year 2014 AH 1528 BC, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take account of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls count. From 20 years old and upward, all who are able to go forth to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you, there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of the tribe of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedur. Of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, Iyar, April, May, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their polls count. As the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their polls count, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls count, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 74,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war, those who were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those who were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. Because the Lord Jehovah had spoken to Moses, saying, "You shall not count the tribe of Levi, neither add the total of them among the children of Israel, but you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all its vessels, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle, and all its vessels, and they shall minister to it, and shall encamp all around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle goes forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger who comes near it shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard flag, throughout their hosts' multitudes. But the Levites shall pitch their tents all around the tabernacle of testimony, that there should be no wrath, anger, judgment upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony." And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses,